SBS Filipino.
Noong 12 ng Pebrero, naglabas ang four corners ng ABC ng isang expose kung saan dalawang Pilipina ang naghayag ng di umano'y pananamantala ng matataas na opisyal ng dalawang embahada sa Canberra, kabilang na dyan di umano ang embahada ng Pilipinas. Ayon sa Four Corners, ang dalawang Pilipina na nagngangalang Ruth at Eden, di umano ay pinangakuan ng maayos na trabaho bilang domestic workers sa dalawang magkahiwalay na bahay na tinitirhan ng mga diplomatiko. Halos pareho ang salaysay ng dalawang Pilipina. Paniwala daw silang maayos ang kanilang mga kontrata at aplikasyon. Ngunit nang makarating na sila sa kanilang mga tutuluyan, ay hindi nasunod ang anumang kasunduan sa kanilang empleyo gaya ng sahod, karapatan sa leave o maging sa paglabas ng bahay. Sa salaysay ng Four Corners, nanilbihan di umano ang dalawa sa mga kondisyong halintulad sa pang-aalipin o slavery na nila'y hindi katanggap-tanggap at hindi alinsunod sa batas pag-eempleyo sa Australia maging sa Pilipinas. Nakapanayam natin ang labor attache ng Embahada ng Pilipinas sa Canberra na si Ginoong Rodolfo Sabulao upang kunin ang panig ng embahada partikular na sa aligasyon mula sa isang Pilipina sa report na nagngangalang Eden na di umano ay nanilbihan sa dating ambassador ng Pilipinas sa Australia. Sa salaysay ng asawa ni Eden, hindi makauwi si Eden sa Pilipinas dahil nag-expire na ang passport nito. Aniya, hindi ito makakuha ng bagong passport matapos nitong tumaka sa takot na tanggihan at hindi palabasin ng embahada. Ngunit ayon naman kay Ginoong Sabulao, walang natatanggap na anumang kaso ng reklamo o anumang paghingi ng tulong ang embahada tulad ng nasabi sa report ng Four Corners. Narito ang kanilang opisyal na pahayag.
Based on the allegations of the Filipino National, against the former ambassador. The former ambassador is a retired ambassador already. She retired in December 2015. The statement says that the embassy is not aware of any complaint or request assistance related to this matter. The employment of domestic staff by embassy personnel follows standard internal processes and procedures being observed by the Philippines. And at the same time, by the host country on these arrangements, which includes mechanisms for resolution of employment-related issues. On the passport issue, which was also alleged in the Four Corners report, the embassy processes passports in accordance with the provisions of relevant Philippine legislation. No Filipino citizen has been denied a Philippine passport, unless there are justifiable grounds for it. The embassy's passport service is open to all Filipino nationals who seek assistance through appointment or walk-in at the embassy or prior online appointment at mobile consular missions in each across Australia. Lastly, the Philippine Embassy enjoins all to observe due respect mindful for the interests and the right to privacy of the persons allegedly involved in the cases mentioned in the report.
Ano nga ba ang prosesong pinagdadaanan bago makapagtrabaho bilang domestic worker ng isang diplomatiko sa Australia? Ayon kay Ginoong Sabulao, pare-pareho ang prosesong pinagdadaanan ng lahat ng mga manggagawang naatasang manilbihan para sa isang diplomatiko. Ayon sa kanya, maaaring direktang kunin ng diplomatiko ang aplikanteng domestic helper nang walang tulong mula sa isang employment agency. Sa Pilipinas pa lamang ay sinisiguro at vine-verify na lahat ng kondisyon para sa empleyo na nakasaad sa kontrata ay naaayon sa pamantayan ng bansang pinanggalingan at ng bansang pagtatrabahuhan.
So the moment there is an offer for work, the Filipino applicant has two ways: through a Philippine recruitment agency, which was the case of Ruth, or the foreign diplomat can directly hire the worker even without the participation of a Philippine recruitment agency that is licensed by the POAA. once the documentation requirements is completed at the POEA, then the worker applies for visa, and the Australian Embassy or Australian High Commission in Manila examines the employment contract and other documents.
Ayon kay Ginoong Sabulao, matapos ang prosesong nabanggit ay mabibigyan na ng visa ang aplikante. Aniya, sa pagkakataong makarating na ang manggagawa sa Canberra o saan mang lugar na kadistino ang nasabing diplomatikong employer, dadaan ito at ang kanyang employer sa isang panayamo interview sa Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade o DFAT upang siguruhin ang pagkakakilanlan o identity ng manggagawa. Dito ay susuriing muli ang mga detaling na pagkasunduan sa Pilipinas bago ito umalis. Ayon kay Ginoong Sabulao, ang DFAT ang ahensyang nagsisiguro na alinsunod ang lahat ng kasunduan at kondisyon ng pag-eempleyo sa batas sa Australia.
So the worker and the employer has proceed to DFAT, which monitors and likewise not only monitor but to ensure that these household workers of diplomats are working in situations or in conditions of work that are compliant to Australian regulations. The DFAT also issues identification card to the worker. So during the interview, they ask the worker about their terms of conditions, but so the worker starts working already.
Ngunit marami ang nagtatanong kung paano nga bang pwedeng humantong sa ganitong estado ang isang dayuhang manggagawa tulad ni na Ruth at Eden kung gayong nakadaan na sila sa tamang pagsusuri ng aplikasyon. Madami bang kasong ganito ang dinidinig ng embahada? Ayon kay Ginoong Sabulao ay isolated case lamang ito o mga natatanging kaso lamang at hindi okupado ang embahada sa anumang klase ng pang-aabuso ng empleyo, lalo na sa mga diplomatikong kabahayan. Dagdag pa niya, hindi din naman normal na may kasambahay o domestic helpers ang mga kabahayan sa Australia.
No, it's not. As far as I'm concerned, because I've been here for 3 years and about, I think, 8 months or 9 months already, these are isolated incidents. Like, for example, last year, there was only one case in Canberra and one case in Sydney. So for 2018, there's no case yet. 2016, I think there was one. Because we regularly meet with these workers working in foreign missions, in diplomatic households. As far as this domestic help is concerned, you know, in Australia, ordinary Australian household is not allowed. We have been even asking the Australian government to allow our Filipino skilled and experienced caregivers to come in or to enter Australia to take care of aging Filipino Australians. But then, you know, household work is that, even caregiving work where the worker will stay with the family is not adapted here in Australia.
Ngunit kung tunay man at mapatunayang ang mga pang-aabuso ay nangyayari sa mga kabahayan ng matataas na opisyal ng embahada na protektado ng tinatawag na diplomatic immunity, may posibilidad nga bang mapanagot ang mga ito? Ito ang tugon ni Ginoong Sabulao.
Actually, these things happened before my time. I'm not privy to the events that have transpired. But in preparation for this particular interview, I asked some of my colleagues who at one time served here in Australia. And they told me, and I assume my post, the ambassador at that time was Ambassador Belen Anota, and I worked with her until she retired, rather. You know, I viewed the story and likewise the allegations of the worker, mostly by the husband, Australian husband. I cannot really connect it with what I witnessed during the time of Ambassador Anota because, you know, Ambassador Anota was alone. Her family was in the Philippines. Most of the time, she was alone at the embassy. But at that time, Eden was no longer there. The allegations, for example, of passport. The Philippine Embassy is open from Monday to Friday, and everyone is welcome to apply or renew their passport in the consular office. And with respect to the claim, I am puzzled why it took nearly 3 years. Because during my time, I could have received the request for assistance or complaint, if there was a complaint. But until now, there is no request for assistance. There is no complaint by anybody against anybody. I cannot say about the accountability or liability.
Sa pangalawang bahagi ng ating ulat ukol sa usaping ito, aalamin natin kung ano nga ba ang mga tulong at serbisyong inilalaan ng Embahada ng Pilipinas para sa mga Pilipinong manggagawa na namamasukang domestic worker sa mga diplomatikong kabahayan. Gayun din ang kanilang mga payo para siguraduhin hindi mangyari ang ganitong diumanong mga kaso ng pananamantala sa pag-iempleyo. Sa pangalawang yugto ng ating panayam na ito, tinanong natin si Ginoong Sabulao kung ano nga ba ang mga serbisyo o tulong na ibinibigay ng embahada sa mga manggagawa na nasa ganitong katayuan. Ayon sa kanya, handa ang embahada na magsagawa ng rescue at maglaan ng pansamantalang matutuluyan, pagkain at iba pang mga pangangailangan ng manggagawang humingi ng saklolo sa kanila hanggang maresolba ang kaso o hanggang makauwi ito sa Pilipinas.
Specifically for victims of exploitation, the moment the embassy receives a report or a complaint or a request for assistance from the worker at any time of the day, our hotline is +61 420 689 520, and this is used by our workers working in diplomatic households, even to call at night, because I am used to this. I have been assigned in Singapore, and you know that domestic work spills over up to about 10 o'clock in the evening, 11 o'clock in the evening. And then if there's a need to rescue the worker, we conduct rescue. We just ask the worker to get out of the residence and then bring him or bring here to the embassy. While the worker is on the way to the embassy, we inform the employer. But we have not done it here because these cases are just isolated incidents. They're not rampant unlike in other countries. Mm-hmm. The embassy provides temporary accommodation until her case is resolved or she is repatriated to Manila. Because under the regulations of Australia, the case, the complaint can continue even when the worker is already in Manila. And likewise, we are conducting reintegration programs to prepare our workers. After their engagement and they go home to the Philippines, they are already aware of the programs and services of the Philippine government.
Sino nga ba ang mga katulong na ahensya ng embahada dito sa Australia sa pagsasaayos ng mga ganitong kaso? Ayon kay Ginoong Sabulao, nariyan ang Department of Immigration and Border Protection para siguruhin hindi pa expired ang visa o kung sakaling kailangan pa itong pahabain hanggang maresolba ang kaso. At dahil saklaw ng DFAT ang pag-iempleyo ng mga diplomatiko, ay nakikipagtulungan din ang embahada sa ahensya para alamin ang mga importanteng detalye ng pag-iempleyo na maaaring nauugnay sa kaso.
We work with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, particularly the Protocol Department. You know, the employers are diplomats and they are under the jurisdiction of DFAT that monitors compliance with the terms and conditions of work set forth by the Australian government. Number two is likewise the DIBP, Department of Immigration and Border Protection, for the visa component to ensure that the worker status is okay. The visa is not expired yet. And then if there is a need to extend the visa of the worker, we request for extension of the visa until such time that the claim or the complaint is resolved. Mm-hmm. And then aside from that, which is more important, our close working relationship with the Fair Work Ombudsman mm-hmm. and the Fair Work Commission. The Fair Work Commission has jurisdiction over illegal termination cases. And likewise, when the complaint is about violations of the terms and conditions of work, like for example underpayment of wages, non-observance, no day off, or other violations of the national employment standards of Australia, that falls squarely within the jurisdiction of the Fair Work Ombudsman.
Ngunit nilinaw din ni Ginoong Sabulao na sa diplomatikong pamamagitan at mapayapang pagkakasundo karaniwang nireresolba ang mga kasong halintulad sa kaso ni Ruth at Eden.
But the approach here is just we adopt the diplomatic way through conciliation and mediation or settlement of these complaints because it is faster and non-adversarial. But in the event that there is a need to engage the services of legal representation, we have a good working relationship also with legal aid.
Ayon pa sa kanya, mahalagang malaman ng mga manggagawa ang iba't ibang klase ng pananamantala o eksploitasyon sa lugar ng trabaho sa Australia para aniya ay maiwasan ito. Aniya ay dapat hindi lalampas sa 38 oras kada linggo ang oras ng trabaho at dapat ay mabigyan ang manggagawa ng overtime pay kung sakaling lumampas ito. Mahalaga din daw na ligtas ang lugar ng trabaho ayon sa legal na pamantayan dito sa Australia. At idiniin din niya na hindi maaaring kuhanin ng employer ang passport ng isang manggagawa.
On a daily basis, if they work 9 hours or 10 hours, that's long hours of work, then if they are receiving a wage below the minimum wage in Australia or that which is provided in their contract, they can inform us and then we will verify from the employer if this arrangement has been agreed or if they are aware, because they may not be aware that DFAT prescribes this kind of minimum wage for the worker. Then if they are forced to work during days that they are not supposed to work, then that's also one of those. If they are threatened at work, employer or a member of the family or co-worker, or if they are asked to work for someone, not their employer. And another thing is the employer is not allowed to give the passport. And likewise, they are required to work or perform work that is prohibited under the laws of Australia.
Paalala ni Ginoong Sabulao na ugaliing bisitahin ang website ng embahada para makilahok sa kanilang mga forum at mga seminar para higit na maintindihan ang mga legal na karapatan at maging mga responsibilidad at obligasyon ng mga manggagawa dito sa Australia. At kung kayo o sino mang kilala ninyong Pilipinong domestic worker na maaring nasa estado ng pananamantala sa trabaho, kabilang na din dyan ang mga may 457 o temporary working visa, payo ng embahada na agad itong ipagbigay alam sa kanila.
If there are signs of exploitation, the best advice is for them to report the matter, the abuses or whatever is it, to the Philippine Embassy. They can report to us even at night or during Saturdays and Sundays. They just call 061-420-689-520. Or during office hours, our direct line is 612-6273-8882. And we will immediately try our best to get in touch with the worker or any in the household. Likewise, I would like to join them to participate and join Filipino communities so that at the earliest opportunity when there's a problem, other people can also help them.
Nag-uulat para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
sbs.com.au/Filipino